Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke. Morena, Kirsten, how are you today?
Morena. Well, I'm not a rancid, what was the other?
A rancid street goblin.
Rancid street goblin.
Yeah,
I'm just a step or two above that, though.
That's good to hear. I mean, being at least a step or two above that is aspirational, frankly, I think. We're going somewhere very wholesome this morning. What are we talking about today?
Yeah, I can't remember how I got started. We're talking about friendship. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Songs for friends, and I know pop music gets a reputation as only being about like romance and sex and sort of romantic relationships, but there's some awesome songs about friendships, and I think it's nice to honor that. I have some great friends.
Totally.
They're probably not listening. They're probably not awake yet.
They're probably having a nice lion.
That's right. And, you know, with Mother's Day coming up, is it this weekend or the next weekend?
God, I don't know.
Yeah, I better make sure my kids know. Yeah,
someone text us, please. Let us know.
You know, it can be triggering and not a happy day for some people. So let's turn to our friends and, you know, think about the family we choose.
That's a very neat segue into this first song.
Yes, it is.
Which will be familiar to the listeners because this one knocked about the BFM playlist for a wee while. What are we listening to?
So this is Serpent with Feet, or you can call them Serpent, Fellowship. And he likes to make sort of queer love, friendship songs. It's kind of a crack up watching the music media try to describe a sound.
Yeah.
Gospel, neo soul, opera, R&B.
Christmas films in July with you. The canon of Baltimore tales. Our crafty looks when there's nothing to wear. Maybe it's the blessing of my 30s.
I love this song. I think it's so beautiful, and I think it's such a romantic song, but in that platonic romantic way. You know, this is like a real gorgeous ode to friendship, and particularly, as you say, queer friendship and queer masculine friendship as well, I think is what he said is something he really wanted to like look at with this, because that's not often, particularly as a black man himself, he said that's not something he often hears explored in music very much. Kirsten, are you there? Might just have to give Kirsten a call, but let's listen to this song while we sort that out.
Our fascination with Prosecco. This silly face you make when I say hello.
You're back.
I'm back. And, you know, if people know anything about demisexuals or sapiosexuals or aces, you know, different ways of loving.
Yeah. And I think that that's something that you don't hear a lot of, as you say, pop music about. But slowly, slowly, we're hearing more of it. I mean, this is you couldn't call this a mainstream pop song by any means. But we, even in the mainstream, are starting to hear a little bit more non-traditional love, non-hetero love in the mainstream.
Well, let's face it, you know, blood relations, it's a strong tie, but it's not always perfect. There's even some religions and poets that sort of use God as a friend, you know, to try to, you know, the beauty in that relationship, the acceptance, the support, the love, you know?
We're already getting some nice friend songs texted in. Someone says, White Stripes, We're Gonna Be Friends is a family favourite in this person's house. That's a lovely song. I like that one a lot.
Oh, some beautiful ones. Toy Story, You Got a Friend in Me.
I was gonna say.
Oh, that song makes me cry.
Those movies, they'll get you in the feels,
they
man.
They will. Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and the song also makes me cry.
Yep, I got PFM to play Destiny's Child.
You did. You absolutely did. I mean, you can't go wrong with a bit of Destiny's Child, to be honest. Jumpin' Jumpin' is the name of this track. When did this one come out, Kirsten?
This is it? I've got the date here someplace. 1999, maybe? Does that sound right?
Possibly. I actually don't know.
And, actually, I do have it.
It is 1999.
And, but, you know, it starts with, ladies, leave your man at home. So, you know, this is about, like, the gal friendship, you know, going to the club together.
The sub rules, honestly. I think there's a different, it's almost like a subcategory of this, which is like the girls' night out friendship power anthem.
Yes, yes.
This is one of them. There's so many in pop music. That is maybe, I think, when you think about songs about friendship that make it into like the mainstream, maybe it is this gal friendship thing that is what we hear the most of, perhaps.
Well, yeah, because at first I was surprised to see this on people's list, you know, because it wasn't one of the more sort of modern, you know, ones, Carole King, You've Got a Friend, you know, that's what friends are for. But there's a great academic piece about women at club dancing in a circle around their handbags, kind of protecting each other, you know, to have this good time.
Yes.
Facing each other because they want to go out, they want to party, but they also want safety, you know. And I picture this song comes on, and, you know,
it's
women
a big
can
one.
Do that.
It does rule extremely hard, I have to say, this track.
I love Destiny's Child.
LCD Sound System, all my friends, very good feels, indeed.
Now, also according to some poets and the Greeks, that friendship is the highest love. You know, it's not tainted by sort of bodies or, you know, or blood, that it's someone you choose. I've got some lovely quotes. One of my favorite poets, Rumi: be with those who help your being.
Oh, that's so nice.
Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond.
Oh. That's lovely. And it's good things to live by there, Rumi. Always coming back to, you know, what's really important in life.
Yeah, and you know, what's really nice is to get a calligraphy quote of his on your wall.
So we've gone queer friendship, we've gone like girls' night out friendship, and we're going for big emo finish here.
Oh yeah. Take their hand. Sing along. You know you all want to sing along. You guys chose this one. I mean, I put
it's
it on
great,
the list.
I gotta say.
You wanted to go here. You wanted to go deep. You wanted to go hard.
You cannot go past Bill Withers.
I mean, what an amazing... Looking at his career, Ain't No Sunshine, Lovely Day. I mean, amazing. Just the two of us.
The man is a walking greatest hits. We all have pain.
I can feel the tears bubbling up into your eyes. Get a few beers in you this morning.
We do not condone this behavior here on 95 PPM Breakfast. We're getting some good suggestions in here. Guys by the 1975. That is a very fun song.
Or if you're in traffic, roll down your windows and shout it out.
I'll help you. Come Out Tonight by Kinnicky was a great UK indie pathanon to getting out on the lash with the girls.
Oh my god.
Now here's some other ones I saw on the list. Wind Beneath My Wings, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Oh, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
I can't
you
believe
think
that
about...
opens the album as
I
well.
I know. Like... And then how dramatically their friendship ended.
I know. Drama.
Drama. So long, Frank Lloyd Wright.
Oh my god. No one can
feel. The Friends theme song, someone said. I mean, yeah.
Yep, I know. I didn't put it on there though. Oh yeah.
somebody to lean on.
I remember we sang this at primary school in assembly.
Yes, I also sang it at primary school.
It's quite a good register for everybody, small voices
also,
to get right.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to learn those opening chords on the piano. Once you learn them, you can stop in at any piano in a hall or a church.
The teacher's like, oh, thank God, I don't have to practice.
Oh, my gosh.
So 1972.
I mean, this song has got some staying power.
Yeah, it's the only song in the world that's had two versions of it as number one.
Really? Who was the other version that got to number
Club
one?
Club Nouveau.
Oh. Oh my God. Just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. There's a darkness, Johnny Cash's version, going heavy, but also beautiful.
And Bill wrote the song. I just might have a problem. And it's used heaps in television and films. In fact, there was a film called Lean On Me.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a sort of needle dropness to some of these friendship songs because they are like a great way in film and television to shorthand like a relationship or something and to kind of give context to characters. You know, it's not romance. What you've got here is a friendship. And I can think of, you know, so many movies, films, things like that where they've used songs like this track or like, as we were just talking about before, you know, Toy Story. Songs that kind of just underline the point a wee bit.
Well, yeah, such a deep trigger. All you have to do is play one line from the song. We immediately get that feeling of friendship and, you know, trust and support. I want to give a shout out to Saweetie and Doja Cat, best friends.
So good. The Jess B verse as well. Oh, that's so great. Cool. The Joe Cocker version of With a Little Help from My Friends.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I'd still support that friend. I don't know. They're like, bro, sit down, please.
This has been a very wholesome little foray into friendship this morning. Where are we going to go next week, Kirsten?
Queer hyperpop.
Oh, yes. Sounds fun. Okay, I'm ready. We will see you on Friday. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Thank you.